From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. We've just been going through a period bookended by two long weekends. The first belongs to a 2,000-year-old religious tradition which grew on the back of practices in the Northern Hemisphere. We see the spring festival tradition in the Easter egg and the Easter bunny. Both are symbols of the rebirth and fertility that our Northern ancestors saw after winter. In the religious story, there is death, followed by a new life and setting out a path for the future. In some ways, the commemoration of Anzac Day is a similar story of death, sacrifice, and ensuring the future. The fact that the Gallipoli landing has just passed from living memory leaves a legacy that has been called the Anzac tradition. I don't wish to diminish the importance of these commemorations, but do wish to show that our hobby also has traditions. We know that by the time the troops landed, the fledgling industry and hobby of wireless had developed technology which supported servicemen in the field. Many of the people who have enjoyed and shared the hobby also served in combat or in support areas such as the Merchant Marine. We should acknowledge that today we enjoy the progress made by those who went ahead. We should know these traditions, and it is our time to share them. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
While the royal visit may have been the main event in Ipswich recently, the other was PR for AR, or Public Relations for Amateur Radio, to mark World Amateur Radio Day. Ipswich and District Radio Club turned words into action by setting up a marquee and display of equipment manned by enthusiastic volunteers from the club on Saturday the 12th of April. The site chosen was outside J Car at Beval, where the staff were happy to support PR for AR by allowing the club to hold its expo in the car park. Local print media, The Advertiser and Queensland Times also supported the expo with stories before and after the event. There was a steady stream of people who stopped to ask questions about the radios and aerials. All club members and supporters who arranged and manned the expo are to be congratulated on achieving a great result by highlighting our hobby to a wider audience. Hopefully we see more people sitting for their licence later this year. And just to prove what a friendly bunch we are, last month Peter, VK4SIR, and Rod, VK4FRMR, answered a call on 2 metres from a Nebraskan station, portable VK4, operated by Erin. Peter and Rod arranged to meet with Erin and his wife and took them on a tour of the local area in search of a kangaroo, which they found to Erin's delight, with the tour ending at the clubhouse. No matter where you are in the world, amateur radio makes you welcome. And a reminder for members and friends of Ipswich and District Radio Club that the club holds 2 meetings each month, a social meeting on the second Monday and a business meeting on the fourth Monday, both starting at 7:30 p.m. There's more information on the club website, vk4wip.org.au. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4FABR.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.